If you've been lending your ear to this curious radio experiment, you'll remember, we've tiptoed gently, as Loetide says, don't wake the baby, ever so politely around the Edmonton Oil King's third period tendencies. Not a word of condemnation, no shaking fists or flying clipboards. But today, if we were to slip a hockey glove into the thesaurus, Gregor, you got one over there? And rummage about for a word that captures the unease curling beneath our optimism over the Oil King's final frame performances, we'd land squarely on concern. But not last night. No, no. Good heavens, no. The Oil Kings played host to their former ringleader Broad Laurie and his marauding Spokane Chiefs. As that hallowed third period descended, like a haunted velvet curtain in a creaking old theater, Edmonton trailed by a deuce. The crowd's breath frosted with apprehension. The ghosts of squandered leads hovered above the blue line. But guess what, over there, Connor Halley? Those young monarchs rose, regal and roaring. Oil King's defensive dude, Blake Fiddler, the young man with a slapshot that could loosen the screws on the Zamboni gate, unleashed an absolute thunderbolt from the point midway through the third, slicing Spokane's lead in half and injecting a jolt of prairie electricity into Rogers Place. And then, with exactly 1 minute and 41 seconds left, Andrew O'Neill, helmet, hustle, and a hint of chaos, found himself in the right spot. Rumor, and we use that term deliberately, suggests it went in off his head. Yes, indeed. Off his head. Overtime followed, then a shootout. No win, but a salvaged point, and some badly needed third period spark. 2 minute warning. Gregor, Halley, Kruger, is he awake? Tate Sports 1440.